gosh, everywhere she went. As a matter of fact, those are the qualities that aided her in protecting her position. It is much easier to excuse an action of an overly aggressive person when it is portrayed that their behaviors are work-related to achieve a business-related objective. On her way to work, she would squeeze the steering wheel in her car so hard that her knuckles would turn white. She had such a horrible hate and rage inside of her. She was itching for a reason to potentially lose it totally and justify the violence she daydreamed about so frequently. She weighed around 200 pounds and was around 5'8" in height. She was single and had no plan or intention for romance. She struggled with her own identity. She didn't understand why men wouldn't look at her attractively. She would sometimes just stare at men and imagine bashing their brains in with an aluminum baseball bat. It was the only time she would smile, outside of when she was fully intoxicated. She had no real friends outside of work, and those weren't exactly real. She would pressure her subordinates into meeting her at the local bars after work to satisfy her social and chemical needs. This occurred especially on Thursday nights. She loosened up and felt relaxed once she had a few